Hello again, everybody. This is Greg Berga here on Unfinished Music from Beach Brick Studio. And today in the studio, we are welcoming back Pratik. Pratik, how's it going?
It's good, man. Thanks for having me back.
No, we're really excited to have you back here. Why don't we start off with a song, and then we'll have a little chat on the flip side.
Sounds good to me, man. The song is called Diamonds.
Tell me you don't know how it burns to cry alone when the sunset fades and all you've got are the tear-stained sheets in your racing thoughts. There's always strings left untied. There's always one more last goodbye. And this world will break you if you don't your knees to hit the floor. Stars ain't diamonds, and rain ain't tears, and love don't last a thousand years. We built our walls, we lock our gates, but we'll all be in the dirt someday.
Thank you.
lock our gates, but we'll all be in the dirt someday. We'll all be in the dirt someday.
Excellent. Diamonds.
Yeah.
So, what's Diamonds all about?
That's still kind of a hard one to say, honestly. I wrote it 4 years ago, kind of in the middle of a depressive episode, and I don't know, it just felt like all those words just felt like something I needed to get off my chest, and when I was done with it, I looked at it and I thought, oh God, this is awful and doesn't make sense at all. No one's going to like it. But I figured just for the heck of it, I'd play it at an open mic. I did, and people actually really liked it. So I was like, well, I guess I'll keep it.
Well, I liked it. So there you go.
Well, thanks, man.
So I was doing some research through the archives because there's a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
You were here originally on January 25th, 2017, and then you played our live anniversary show on August 27th, 2017. Yeah. So, but it's been almost 2 full years since you've been around. So,
just about.
What you've been up to? I mean, looking at your updated bio, looks like a lot of awards. And this bio you sent me was before you were nominated for the New England Music Awards Male Performer of the Year. So, why don't we talk about that? So you
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, I've been nominated for New England Music Awards Male Performer of the Year this year in 2019. And I was actually nominated last year for Songwriter of the Year. And, you know, both this year and last year completely caught me by surprise. And I'm really honored that people have been listening to music and they liked it enough to nominate me. Because both awards are open nomination for any of our listeners who are unfamiliar with the process. But yeah, so that's happened. This past June, I released my second EP, which has been a long time coming, and it's called All You Do Is Drown. So I'll be, you know, playing a couple of songs from that as over the course of the show, and it's out there on all the stream platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, etc. And I've been playing shows around New England and trying to get out a little bit more and just trying to really grow this whole thing, and it's really nice to see that people are responding to it.
Great, right. So the new EP is, why don't you talk about that process? But when you were trying to put together an EP a couple of years ago, you did not Kickstarter, GoFundMe, or was it?
It was Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
Yeah, but so, crowdfunding, yeah.
So how did you pull this one together?
So this one was actually, I had some financial help from my brother, who was we were talking about this record, and I'd had a good experience with crowdfunding. I crowdfunded my last single that came out a couple of years ago now, but I wanted to actually, you know, sort of try and I wanted to pay for this one out of pocket and see, you know, just maybe it was just a matter of pride and everything, but you know, that wasn't going so well. And my brother actually gave me a great deal of financial support, and covered pretty much all of the expenses, especially the studio time and things like that. And I have to thank him for that because, he said, like, I'm doing this because I believe in, you know, the stuff that you're recording and I believe in your music. And I've been grateful to have a lot of people, like that. My brother, definitely high up on that list. And yeah, so that was, I got really lucky, is the short answer.
Well, that's good to hear, because I have six brothers, so I'll make sure I play this show for them and when it comes time for my next recording. Tell us about the process of the recording, you know, other musicians you had on board. And
yeah, so this is, I'd done some recordings, a couple of recordings with a backing band before, and they weren't quite, they didn't ended up not quite being up to my expectations. So I scrapped a couple of them, and then one of them actually became the single that I released a couple of years ago, just a one-off single, Emma. So when it came time to do this, I was like, all right, I know I want to do it with a band. I definitely don't want to repeat a lot of the same mistakes that I made last time. So with this band, this was actually a combination of a couple of folks that I knew, but mostly people that my producers knew. So one of them, Pat Hanlon, he actually did all the drums on the EP. He's a fabulous drummer. So he did all the drums. We got a guy named Dan Smith, who's a ridiculously talented bass player, doing bass. He plays in a bunch of different Boston bands. He's just, I can't say enough nice things about him. He's so talented and so nice. The guitars were a couple of people. One, was a New York guy. Named Peter Lalish. He plays guitar in a few different bands. The most notable one is a band called Lucius, who are just so, so fabulous. And then a couple of the guitar tracks were done by a Boston guy named Justin Nash Fisher, who was a guy that I knew. He plays with some Boston bands that I really love and really respect. That was kind of like a no-brainer when we were sort of talking about, like, okay, we've got to like finish up a couple of these guitar tracks. Who else can we get in here? And then I guess the last few people I want to mention are all the backing vocals were done by Taylor Holland and Heather Scott. They're two Boston-based singers. They have their own band called Hawthorne. They've been friends of mine for a few years. They very, very graciously took time out of their incredibly busy schedules to come and add some backing vocals to my songs. So again, other people who I can't say enough nice things about, both in terms of their talent and their kindness.
All right. So where did you record it?
We recorded it in Brighton, Massachusetts at, so it's actually a fairly new studio called Revival House Records. And they're actually, at the time that we recorded, they were still building the studio space. So the room that we recorded in was actually sort of like a kind of like a basement living room. Not really, actually, it wasn't a basement because it wasn't underground, but it was like a basically a living room. Mm-hmm. And it had this like really lovely view through these like huge windows and sliding glass doors out of like a pond that was behind the house. You know, we had we had a bunch of mics and all the instruments down there, and we just set it up and just went for it, and ended up coming out really well.
Well, so did you record live, or did you was everything tracked, or a little mix?
It was a mix. Yeah. So all the basic stuff, a lot of like the rhythm guitars, the bass, and the drums, mm-hmm. we recorded that live because I always love the feel of being able to do that live. But then the rest of the stuff, after that, we overdubbed guitars and extra vocal parts and everything like that. Because when you get like the bass and the drums live, that really is kind of like where most of your sort of like live energy is coming from.
Right. The feel of it, yeah.
Yeah. So the nice thing about that was like after that, we were like, okay, guys, pressure's off. We can overdub at our leisure. Mm-hmm. And it ended up working out really well.
Wow, so did you record just four songs? So did you have some that didn't make the cut? Or
it was actually, so we recorded six songs.
Yeah.
This was actually kind of funny because, there weren't any songs that actually didn't make the cut. If anything, I actually had like four songs already written going into like the pre-production stage, and then actually wrote two songs during the pre-production stage just before we headed into the studio. And I got to actually credit both the producers I worked with on that. Pat Hanlon, as I mentioned, he played drums and he handled the engineering, a lot of the arrangements and everything like that. But my other producer is a guy named George Woods, who's a really amazing musician and songwriter. He's currently a songwriting professor at Berkeley, actually. And he really helped me on the songwriting things, and he was just sort of like the most unrelenting critic in the best way. Like he was he would tell me like, this line isn't up to snuff. This word isn't up to snuff. Try this, try this, try this. Yeah, and made sure to just like shore up all the songs as tightly as possible. Before we even thought about recording a single take.
Nice. So how long was it from, start to finish, from pre-production to the final mix?
Start to finish, it would have been probably just under 11 months, I think.
Wow.
We ended up working through this one quickly because I'm a little bit neurotic about
finishing projects, and I know that if I, you know, start something and, you know, give myself a little bit too much time, then my perfectionist streak will come in and be like, oh no, wait, this isn't right. Let's we should go over. Back and record it. Yep. And then it'll never get done.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, why don't we play something from the EP? The three songs you sent me, are they all from the EP?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So what would you like to start with?
Let's start with Gang's All Gone. How about that?
Gang's All Gone. Okay, so we'll play that, and then we'll talk about the other end. So here's Pratik with The Gang's All Gone.
No one likes you when you're stoned. They just hate to be alone. But not so much they'll take you home. Oh. No one likes you when you're drunk. But you're too big to call. Punk. You sail that ship until it sunk. But no one likes you when you're drunk. So find a bar, find a girl, drink your beer. Your job, forget the bills, run your mouth, chase the thrills, and swear that this is gonna be your year. The gang's all gone and you're still. Bloodshot eyes and a broken tooth. And growing up is hard to do. No one wants to be like you. So find a bar, find a girl, drink your beer, rule the world. Stay up late, drive home. And you're still here in this town. Gang's all gone and you're still here.
Okay, that was The Gang's All Gone by Pratik. So, Pratik, tell us about this song.
So, I wrote that song, it would have been, it's about a year and a half ago. It would have been actually summer of 2018. And that was kind of, I wrote that song, and then it was kind of like because of that, I was like, oh, okay, like, I know what's gonna, I know I'm gonna record this, and I know this is gonna be, like, what the EP that I'm gonna record is based on. Like, mm-hmm. whatever my next project is, like, this is gonna be a big part of it. And it was kind of a song that, it didn't take a long time to write, but it was sort of a long time coming. The story behind it was that it is about addiction and substance abuse, specifically alcoholism. And it kind of came out of all these stories that my brother told me about his friends when he was living in Michigan about, this would have been 3 or 4 years ago. He spent his first couple of years immediately after college living in Michigan because he got a job offer there like during his senior year, and it was a really good offer. So he moved out there just like right away, pretty much not even like a month after he got his diploma. He was already there and settled. But while he was kind of out there, he went through a difficult time personally. And a lot of his friends were also going through a difficult time personally. And they very much struggled with alcoholism. And so my brother, you know, he saw a lot of things. And he saw a lot of things that were, I don't think scary is the right word, but he saw a lot of things that did sort of haunt him, in certain ways. And more recently, it wouldn't be like a couple of years ago now, he moved back to Massachusetts because he had enough in Michigan and, you know, he wanted to sort of start over. And, you know, he's doing great. He has a fabulous new job in Boston. And he and I sort of got to talking about his friends, and he would tell me like all these stories about his friends like getting drunk and like starting fights in the bars and just sort of things like that. And I was really angry with them, and not so much angry at my brother, but I told him, like, one of the things I told him very soon after he moved back to Massachusetts was like, dude, you've got to start expecting a little bit more from the people that you spend time with. But anyway, not to get preachy, but suffice it to say, I had all this stuff percolating in the back of my mind for a while, and then last summer of 2018, I sat down to write a song, and that pretty much just came out. I had the title, The Gang's All Gone, popped into my head, and then I was just, before I knew it, I was just writing furiously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. So, well, we're going to play a couple more from the EP throughout the show, but why don't we, we're going to, for the folks out there listening, this is sort of part two, because as I mentioned, Pratik was in here in January 2017, so check out the archives on our Facebook page, and you can get a link to that original show, because I'm not going to go back to your influences and all that kind of stuff. We ask guests on their first trip, yeah. But why don't we talk about the writing process? We probably did hit on it then, but we'll hit on it again, because you mentioned you had this sort of this theme percolating in your head from your brother. But typically when you write, is it you sit there strumming, or you have lyrics come to mind first, and or a mix of everything?
Mix of everything, for sure. I will say usually the thing that will start a song is pretty much always a title or something that could be a title.
Right, right.
So like a phrase will pop into my head, and it's like, all right, cool, I'm going to write a song around that. And then, you know, I'll sort of, you know, I'll put that at the top of my page, you know, sit down at the computer, open up a Word document, put that at the top of the page, and I'll grab my guitar. And I'll start, you know, I'll start writing lyrics, and then, you know, probably after a couple of lines come in, you know, like a melody will come visiting, you know, like I'll strum something and be like, okay, can I sing over this, you know, stuff like that. And then generally the song gets kind of, you know, like cobbled together from a mix of, you know, just like what sounds good as a lyric, what sounds good as a melody, what sounds good as a guitar part, things like that. And then I'll just keep, you know, like drafting it and sort of poking and prodding at it until like it feels like it's done.
Right, right. And having a good producer when you're ready to record helps refine it even further, as you said.
So much, yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we have you play something else from the Wayback Machine, and then we'll have a little more chat after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do... it was actually a song that was off my first EP, which is over 3 years old now. It's hard to believe, but yeah, this is a song called When You Were Loved.
Every shadow in the sun, every table set for one, will remind you of when you were loved. Every whisper in an ear, every joke that you can't hear, will remind you of when you were loved. Every lonely open door, every hand that's held but yours, every tear you've cried alone ain't enough. Every leaf that dries and fades, every shorter, colder day, will remind you of when you were loved.
Little surprise ending there.
Thanks, man.
Excellent guitar work too.
Oh, thanks, man.
So before we started recording, let me just do a quick station ID. This is Greg Verga here on Unfinished Music from Beachbrook Studio, and today our guest is Pratik. And Pratik, we were talking about your equipment, because yeah. I like to do a little piece during the interviews to talk about equipment, because I'm really into gear, and I'm sure a lot of the fans out there of the show are gearheads as well. So let's talk about what you typically use when you're out and about.
Yeah. So I guess I'll start with I'll go. We'll start from the beginning of the signal chain. So the guitar I'm using is a Morgan Monroe. It's called an M55. And basically, it's an off-brand copy of a Gibson J45 slope shoulder. I got turned on to slope shoulders probably like 2 or 3 years ago or so. And I've wanted one for the longest time. But, you know, seeing as they're out there, usually a couple of $1,000 a pop, bit of a stretch for a working musician. Yeah. But I found this guitar used. It normally retails, I went online and did some research after I bought it. It usually retails new for $400 or so. So it's already very affordable, but I found this used for $150 because the last guy who owned it, he scratched up the area on the headstock. You can sort of see it right here, but it's not particularly visible. And there are actually a series of, they looked like very deep scratches on the back.
Yeah.
But, you know, otherwise it was fine. And when I bought it, I was like, I don't care about the scratches on the back. Like, this is an awesome guitar. I've got to have it. And then it actually, as it turned out, one day when I was cleaning it, I took a look at those scratches. I started buffing those scratches on the back to see what would happen, and they came right out. So it turns out it was just buckle rash.
Oh, wow. The guy was attempting to adjust the nut, or is the nut on the inside of the sound hole?
The truss rod is on the inside. So I think that could have been it. I mean, the other thing is too is that so this guitar doesn't come with a pickup. Mm-hmm. This one had a pickup put in by the last guy, so clearly whoever it was gigged with it.
Yeah.
But not very, you know, not very much, but enough to ding it up a bit. So I bought this guitar earlier this year. I've been in love with it. It just plays so great. The pickup in it is one that I put in. It came with just a very small, not particularly well-installed passive piezo pickup. And it was very... whoever put it in... didn't like align the transducers correctly, so the sounded super tinny when you plugged it in, which is actually what got me onto external preamps, but we'll talk about that in a bit. So I took that pickup out because it just sounded horrible, and I put a Fishman mic blend, the Rare Earth mic blend pickup. So this is a combination magnetic pickup and condenser mic. So the nice thing about it is that when you plug it in, it actually sounds like a guitar instead of sort of an very electric reproduction of an acoustic guitar. And that was kind of one. And I've sort of been chasing that tone ever since I started playing an acoustic, because I love the convenience of being able to plug them in. But I never liked how a piezo pickup sounded just a little bit.
A little artificial.
Yeah, just a little bit. You can, if you EQ a piezo pickup, you can make it sound great, but there's some things about it that you just can't fix.
Right.
So this pickup really just sounds like a guitar when you plug it in, and I love that. And then I'm running that into another Fishman product, the Pro Platinum EQ preamp. And as I kind of mentioned before, this guitar came with a pickup that sounded super tinny. So actually, before I could afford to get a nice pickup for it, I just got this like super cheap little Behringer preamp that I would use to just turn the treble all the way down so it wouldn't sound super tinny when I plugged it in. And that was what got me into sort of using an external preamp, because I'm kind of a gear nerd, but in practice, I like to use like as little equipment as possible and keep it just really simple, because I've got to like pack up and go at a moment's notice.
Right.
You know, during like a band changeover or whatever. But I started realizing, it was like, oh yeah, these like, you know, these little contraptions, even though they have tons of knobs and everything, they're actually pretty straightforward once you learn how to use them. And so eventually I got this preamp, which is really nice. It has a really strong like 5-band EQ, so you can really shape your sound. There's a built-in tuner, and then when you actually turn on the tuner, it mutes the signal, so it's very convenient if you've got to change instruments or unplug your guitar at a moment's notice. It's got a little built-in compressor to smooth out your dynamics, which is I never thought I would need one until I actually got this preamp, and then I started realizing it's incredibly useful. And then it's got a little volume boost too that you hit with another foot toggle, which is, I found, is super helpful for finger picking, mm-hmm. because I finger pick pretty quietly and I strum pretty hard.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a little
balances
something.
Balances out a little.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's tremendously helpful. And I love this preamp, and I would just recommend it to anybody who plays acoustic guitar or bass. This actually has a bass EQ mode, which is another reason I love it so much. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll put some photos on the Facebook page. So if you're listening to this on msonewsports.com, go over to the Unfinished Music Facebook page for some videos as well as some photos. And it's funny you mentioned Behringer. I have a bunch of Behringer equipment around here, and
that's Behringer gets such a bad rap.
Yeah.
And it's dumb because they make really nice stuff.
Yeah,
really
affordable. It's affordable, exactly. So, but it's perfect for like what you did. You started with that, mm-hmm. then you move up, you graduate to something else. So
oh yeah.
Instead of waiting to get that $1,000 product, like, okay, for a couple hundred bucks, this will get you started.
Oh yeah. And and the nice thing too is that the preamp that I use, I actually still have it, and I use it sometimes when I'm like practicing at home, or you know, stuff like that, because it's a $30 preamp.
Yeah.
For any guitarists in the audience will know that Behringer effects pedals are usually really cheap, and it's not because they skimp on the electronics, it's because they actually skimp on the enclosure and they use plastic instead of metal. Mm-hmm. So the thing about it is that you actually get a really nice sounding product. It just might not hold up so well if you're touring like 100 dates or 200 dates out of the year or something, but it sounds great.
Yeah, if you're going to keep it in your house to practice, you're probably going to be in good shape for years.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
So, okay, well, okay, that's our gearhead section of the segment of the show. So why don't we play another track from, I just took my glasses off, so I can't read it. Hold on a sec. Another track from the EP. We'll do, want to do Slow Dancer?
Yeah, let's do Slow Dancer.
Okay, so we're going to play Slow Dancer off of the EP. What's the EP's name again?
The EP is called All You Do Is Drown.
All You Do Is Drown. Okay, we're going to circle back to where you can find all the Pratik's music. So this is Slow Dancer by Pratik here on Unfinished Music.
Slow dancing, making as the trees, spinning in circles, deep in my dreams, moonlight on your shoulders, your lips on my neck, a note on the table, a hole in the bed. That's it. Well, I don't give a damn about you. The things that the night made us do. Well, I don't give a damn about you anymore. Like the twilight and out like a flame, arching your back, screaming my name. I
give a damn about you. Things that the night made us do. Well, I don't give a damn about you anymore. Give a damn about you. Well, I don't give a damn about you. The sheets still smell like perfume. Naked as the trees, spinning in circles, deep in my dreams.
Slow Dancer by Pratik. Want to give us a little insight about the song?
Yeah, that was so the funny thing about that song was that I wrote it during the pre-production process, which was, so that was just about a month, I think, of, you know, just a bunch of different meetings. And I wrote that one during it, and it was another one, it was one of the songs that just the idea popped into my head. And I just started writing it down as quickly as I could. And, you know, I was just like, hey, you know what, why don't I run this by the guys and see what they think? George and Pat, my producers. George is like, yeah, it's like, okay, try this. Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right.
And so we ended up recording it, and that was kind of one of those songs, like, I liked it, and I liked playing it, and I liked singing it, but then when we actually, when the arrangement started coming together in the studio, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Now yeah. I'm way more excited
now
about
you're
this.
Now you into it, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we you play? We've got a few moments here. Why don't we do one more live song?
Yeah.
We might even be able to squeeze in another live song after that. But let's see what you got on tap for us. Then we got a little more chat to talk about how people can find you and how people can help you.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna do. I'm actually gonna do a newer song.
Oh, great.
So yeah, this is a somewhat newer song. It's called All the Stars. And it goes exactly like this.
Turning 17 and you're bursting at the seams to run. Torn up jeans. Sneaking out of sight of mom and dad to grab a smoke. Oh, but they know. Summer's gonna leave you stranded, your toes in the pool. Lover's gonna leave before you say you love them too. Counting all the stars in the heavens up above won't tell you how they shine. You're just killing time. Turning 39 and the years have been unkind, they say. Aches and pains won't go away. Pour another drink and think about your wasted youth, like a rotting tooth. Ain't it the truth? And summer's gonna leave you stranded with your toes in the pool. Lover's gonna leave before you say you love them too. Counting all the stars in the heavens up above won't tell you how they shine. You're just killing time. Killing time. Killing time. Killing time. Ain't a victimless crime. Turning 17 and you're bursting at the seams to run. Torn up jeans come undone. Sneaking out of sight of mom and dad to grab a smoke. Oh, they know. They know. They know. They always know.
They do always know, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Eyes in the back of the head.
Yes, they do.
All right. Hey, why don't we double dip and you jump right into another song?
Sure, let's do that. Let's see. So...
little alternate tuning going on here.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going on. Quick station ID. This is Greg Verga from on Unfinished Music from Beach Brick Studio on msonewsports.com. And today's guest is our returning guest, Pratik. And Pratik, what are we going to hear now?
So, we're going to actually hear a song off the EP that... that I didn't send you a studio recording of, because I love playing this one live.
Great.
And this is the song's called Springtime, and it's one of my favorites.
And the springtime was arriving. Clouds were white instead of gray. Snow ran down into the gutter. Crocuses woke up to start the day. And I couldn't help but smile, even as my eyes were growing wet. Turned my face to the horizon, tried to slow the beating in my chest. So give me blue skies in a bottle. Give me sunshine and a pill. Give me smiles and give me laughter in a jar I can keep on my windowsill. 'Cause when the world starts getting colder, I'll feel a decade older, you know I will. So give me blue skies in a bottle. Give me sunshine and a pill. Was it what my parents taught me? Was it just how I was born? 'Cause I'm always counting all the lines around my eyes against the things I haven't done. And every pebble on the sidewalk, every blade of grass that tickled my bare toes is gone, is always gone too soon to somewhere I can't go. Blue skies in a bottle, give me sunshine in a pill, give me smiles and give me laughter in a jar I can keep on my windowsill. 'Cause when the world starts getting colder, I'll feel a decade older, you know I will. So give me blue skies in a bottle, give me sunshine in a pill. Give me blue skies in a bottle. Give me sunshine in a pill.
Sweet, sweet song.
Thanks, man.
So, we are just about to wrap up here, but what we want the world to know is, what is of critical importance, you are, as we mentioned at the top, a nominee for the Male Performer of the Year from the New England Music Awards. How can people go and support you because they just listened to the show and says, wow, that guy's great. So how do we go about, I voted before we went on the air or on the record. So let the rest of the world know how they do it.
So there are a couple of ways you can do it. And the first thing you can do is you can Google New England Music Awards, and that'll take you to their website. And there's a little button at the top of the screen when you're on their website that says Vote Now. And if you click Vote Now, it'll take you to the page where all the nominees are listed. You can just pick my name for Male Performer of the Year, Pratik. Nice and simple. And then the other thing you can do is you can go to my website, pratiksongs.com, and there's a little button there. I'll say vote for Pratik as Male Performer of the Year. And if you click that, that'll also take you to that vote page. So nice and easy.
All right. Well, and that last one covers the next question I had, is how people can get a hold of you. Probably the quickest place is to go to the website, because that sends them everywhere else, yep. Like where they can stream at the usual places, iTunes and Spotify, mm-hmm. and others, and they can download you at Bandcamp, CD Baby, or
Bandcamp. Yeah. So Bandcamp is the best way to download. iTunes is the second best way, although apparently they're shutting down.
Yeah.
That's a whole thing. But my music's on all the usual suspects, Spotify, Apple Music, etc. I'm also on social media, so Facebook and Instagram are the other best ways to get a hold of me.
Right.
And actually, before we go, I want to promote a couple of shows I have coming up that
absolutely.
I'm very excited about. So the reason that you'd want to get a hold of me is that I will be performing in Rockport not just once, but two times over the next couple of months. The first is going to be on September 28th. I'm opening up for Chelsea Berry at the Shailen Liu Performance
Great.
Center. Chelsea is a wonderful person and a fabulous musician, so I'm very excited to and also personally honored to open up for her. And then actually, this is a bit more recent, but I just found out I will be opening for Brooks Williams at the Old Sloop Coffee House on November 1st. So Rockport folks, I implore you to check out my music and check me out on social media, because I would love to see you at both of those shows.
Nice. Okay, folks. So thank you. Big thank you to Pratik for joining us again today.
And thanks again for having me.
We won't wait 3 years to have you back next time. But again, this is Greg Verga here on Unfinished Music from Beach Brick Studio, and we're going to go out with the final track. I don't know if it's in the order, but a final track, the fourth track from we've played. Pratik played one live. We played two recordings. This is the fourth from the EP, which you can get. Go to pratiksongs.com.
Pratiksongs.com.
And this is a song called Hard to Say. So thank you all for joining us. And if you have suggestions for guests on the show, reach out to me through the Facebook page or just send me an email at greg@gregverga.com. And we'll see you next time. Again, here's Hard to Say by Pratik.
Sunrise and sleeping through the day, waking up an hour before you have to play, counting change for cigarettes and strings for your guitar. Wonder if you left your lighter at the other bar. And it's hard to say if it gets better, and it's hard to say if it gets worse, but all you get is just what's coming. No one gets what they deserve. No one gets what they deserve. Trade your songs for fries and coffee. Sell your soul for gasoline. All your friends are getting married, and you're still married to the dream. Every city is a postcard, every town's an empty room. Every somewhere that you're going is just somewhere you're passing through. And it's hard to say if it gets better, and it's hard to say if it gets worse, but all you get is just what's coming. No one gets what they deserve. It gets better, and it's hard to say if it gets worse, but all you get is just what's coming. No one gets what they deserve. No one gets what they deserve. No one gets what they deserve. Gets what they deserve. No one gets what they deserve.